It's page 805 in the Church Bibles. So we're reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 to 10. Page 805 in the Church Bibles. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting from verse 6. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we speak of God's secret wisdom, a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit.
Good morning.
Well, thanks very much for that reading, and thanks for having us here. It's great to be back at Christchurch again.
I suppose you're all probably wondering what's under these. I bet you are. And maybe what these pictures mean. Here we go. Who thinks they know what wisdom is? Any guesses? Who thinks they know what wisdom is? Yes. What's wisdom?
Like when you're very wise.
When you're very wise. You're very wise. Yeah. What do you think wisdom is?
When you believe in God very much.
When you believe in God very much. Okay. Both very good answers, I suppose. Both very good answers. Now, I just wonder, I need a volunteer. So I'm going to volunteer Tim Chapman to come up here. Thanks very much. It's all right, Seth, you can sort of, you sit down, darling, it's okay. Tim, do you want to just stand behind here a second, okay? Now, Tim, underneath this towel is something I'm going to ask you to put your hand in, okay? Before you do, I'm just going to say something to you, and that is this. Okay? V'hu'ra b'sham. Okay? Keep that in your head. V'hu'ra b'sham. Okay, so what I want you to do is just put your hand inside that black box. Put it right in. Get it right in there. Push it around and pull it out again. V'hu'ra b'sham.
What does that mean?
V'hu'ra, just put your hand in. That's it. And it goes. Put it right in. What does it feel like, Tim? Tell us.
Disgusting.
Feels disgusting. Any other words?
Baked beans.
Why don't you pull it out? Let's have a look. Oh no. Let's have a look inside. What's it like on the inside? Okay, I'll tell you what. I came prepared. There you go. You wipe yourself up.
What are the hard bits?
Oh. I'm not going to get into details, but why don't we show everyone? Okay, let's have a look what's inside here. Look at that. Can you see that? See that? Okay, you wipe your hand up, Tim. Okay. Anyone want a closer look? Closer look, anyone? Some green gunge? Green gunge? Any closer look, anyone? Look at that. You want to put your hand in there? No, I don't think so. Thanks very much. A big round of applause for Tim. Well done. See, the thing is, okay, I had said to Tim, I had warned him everything. Okay, I had said to him, V'hu'ra b'sham, okay, which means it is evil in there, okay? That's what that means, okay? The problem is that Tim didn't understand what those words meant. He just simply didn't understand them in his brain. However, this black box, okay, I wonder if, I don't know, would anyone like to put their hand in this black box? Some people are putting their hands up, yeah? Max, do you feel like putting your hand in this black box? What?
No.
Okay, what about anyone else? Does anyone not want to put their hand in this black box? Okay, put your hand right up in the air if you don't want to put your hand in this black box. Okay, why? Why don't you want to put your hand in this black box? Why are you scared? Don't you trust me? No? You don't trust me? Okay, I'll tell you what. Tell you what, Joss. Come here. Come here, darling. Okay, stand there. Stand there. Okay. Now listen, Joss. Listen, Joss. Okay. V'hu tov b'sham. Okay. Okay. V'hu tov b'sham. Joss, darling, do you understand what that sentence means? You do. What does it mean? Can you tell us? Okay, you can say it, but you don't understand what it means, I don't think. Nor the question, even. Okay, there we go. Now listen, hang on. Look at me. Does Daddy love you? Do you trust Daddy?
Yes.
Yeah? If Daddy told you to put your hand in there, would you do it?
Yes.
Okay. Are you scared there might be green gunge in there?
No.
No? Would Daddy do that to you?
No.
Would Daddy do that to him? Okay, put your hand in. Put your hand right in. Go on, right in. Mix it around. Go on, in you get. That's it. Pull something out, Joss. What have you found? What is it?
Sweeties!
Yay! Okay, Joss, do you want to go and take these round and hand some sweets round to people? There you go. Go on, you take it round. Give sweets to every child in the room. There you go. Okay, big round of applause for Joss. There you go. Okay. So Joss is hopefully going to bring those round. And if you don't get one now, you'll get one at the end. Okay, everyone gets a sweetie. Now, Joss, did Joss understand what this meant? You can probably guess, though, can't you? It says, and it is good in there. He didn't understand, but I'll tell you what he did have. He had trust. He knew, okay, that I am his daddy, and he trusted me. Yeah? Now, right now, a lot of you didn't trust me, and you've probably got good reason to do that, haven't you? There's very good reasons not to trust me, because the sort of thing that I do in my talks is make people put their hands in this kind of stuff. There's good reason. But a lot of us find it hard to trust God. And I think the Bible says that there isn't a good reason for us to do that. The reason why we find it hard to trust what God says is not necessarily because we don't understand, but it's because there's a problem with our hearts. Our hearts are broken. And so when God says something, it's hard to trust what he says. Okay? Just hang that up. What I'm going to ask someone to do, okay, is I'm going to ask another volunteer to come up. Someone with big breath. Toby, you look really keen. Go on. Come on. Up you pop. Okay? There you go. Stand here. Okay, what I'm going to ask you to do, Toby, okay, is just blow into there for me as hard as you can. Whoa! And again. Very good. Okay, have a sit down. A big round of applause for Toby. Okay? Another volunteer, maybe. Someone else who can blow in here. Okay? What do you think? Go on then, Max. Come on then. It's interesting that you trust me now, isn't it? Hey? Go on, blow in. That's it. Very good. And again. Very good. Okay, sit down. Big round of applause for Max. Okay? What God does is, he takes our broken hearts, okay, and he blows his spirit in there. Whoops. Okay? And weirdly fixes our hearts. That's what God does. That's what God does, okay? That's what God's Spirit does. You see, the problem is not that we don't understand what God says. I'm sure there are some things in the Bible we don't understand. Okay? The problem is that our hearts are broken. Okay? And that's why God gives us his Spirit. So that we can trust him and we know that he loves us. Just like my son knows that I love him. He knows I wouldn't do anything mean to him. He knows that I love him. And so even though he doesn't always quite understand what I say, he trusts me anyway. And that is what wisdom is. Wisdom is knowing that God loves me. Thanks very much, darling. Well done. Nice try. Okay. If anyone's not had one, okay, we'll have one at the end of the service. They're up here. Okay, you come and grab them, okay? That's what wisdom is. And that's what God's Spirit does. God blows his spirit into our hearts so that we can know that he's our daddy and we'll trust what he has to say. I'm going to pray about that, okay? And then Tim's going to come up and have the end of our service. Okay, so let's put our hands together. Heavenly Father, thank you that your word has lots of really amazing things in there, some of which we can't understand. But we especially thank you that you give us your spirit, that you blow into our hearts to fix our hearts so that when we hear what you have to say, we trust you like a little boy trusts his daddy, and we are truly wise because of that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.